Okay, Rosh, so today we're doing the last shiur on Melicha. Tzlias Boser, Tzlias HaKovei. So, Gemara in Kulin speaks about if a person is Shochet B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, in the top Mishnah, Yudal Aram Ralef, HaShochet B'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, Afalpi, She'ischai B'Navcho Shchitosuk Sheira. So the shechita is kosher, even though he violated Shabbos. So the Gemara, the Tosfos asks Akasha, Bim Tomar, but what are you gonna gain by shochet b'Shabbos? You're not gonna be able to eat it, because don't you have to do melicha, and you can't do melicha on Shabbos? It's ma'abed. So Tosfos answers, Bim Tomar, va'in yochol molcha b'Shabbos, v'yishlom gon she'ovar v'molcha. That you went ahead and you were Molech. Just like you went ahead and you were Shochet. Shalokadin, so you were Molech. But it works. Or, Inami below Molech, Inami Shari Bu'umtsa. Or, you could eat it raw. Because if you eat it raw, then it's Dame Varm Shalopirish. And it's okay. So then Tosa says, "We'll come on b'shmaygan the second hour. Omer hashochel lechola b'shabbes muta labori b'umtza. Whereas if you shochel lechola, then the bari can eat the food b'umtza raw. Tochach nira the boser litzli loboy malicha klal." The damei varm shalopir shari, because, and he says, from here you learn that basar, if you, that you want to roast, you don't need malich at all. Why? Because we said before that umtza is mutter, umtza is not porish. So when you do mitzli, it's damei varm shalopirish. What does that mean? Lobby bakshin itzli yabasa yafe. See, if you do a good sli, then you get everything out. Finifla kol adam and abasa dushari. Elafilu lo nitzla kol kach muta. And even though you didn't do a good job, it's still muta. Why? Because whatever came out, and whatever didn't come out is just perish mimokum lomokum, and that's mutter. Afal pi shenifla mifnim mitzad zeh letzad zeh, and also sheyifrosh b'chutz. So if you do a good tzli, you get everything out. Even if you do a semi tzli, whatever comes out, whatever stayed in is mutter, because it's damei varim shepirish mimokum lomokum, and that we discussed the first day, that it's a machloikas, but some hold, the Tosis holds, a pirush mimokum lemokum is mutter. But the simple pshat is that tzli doesn't need malicha, but tzli can accomplish anything malicha can accomplish. Especially if it's a good tzli. And even if it's not a good tzli, it'll just cause it to go mimokum lemokum. The Orzarua on page 2 says here on the first column, Vahi the Perkhaba debates of Vishovin. The first word on the line is Vishovin. See on the bottom of the right side of page page 2, Vishavin, first word in line, Vishavin, Shemochin lo basa l'tzli. So it's mashma that you do malicha v'tzli. Lav mishum de l'tzli by malicha. El kefi regilus ha'olam nachat shenogim l'mloch l'tzli. Because what that Gemara says, this malicha by tzli, it doesn't really mean there's a chovas malicha. It just means that people are knowing to do malicha v'tzli. Okay, but not that there's a real chiv. And at the end, on the left side, towards the bottom of where the brackets are, the last word is mutter. He says, "Hukol muchol lecho basar chay below malicha, u'mutter litzlos basar lachatchil below malicha. U'b'makom she'ein melech chlal yitzlenu tchila at she'yozuv kol damo v'chakiv ashlenu b'kedera." In other words, if there's a place where you can't get any salt, so you could do tzli first, a real tzli, and you get all the blood out, and then you could even do bishul. Don't say you shouldn't do that on the chatchila because of the minug. It's not a halakhic thing, this minug. So therefore, the chatchila, if there's no salt, just do tzli. And tzli could substitute for salt. And if you look in Rashi in Pesachim on page 3 in Ayin Dal and Amud Aleph, it says Sharya Vafilu lo bishlo as habasa shenoslim socha muta Vafilu melchu kemlicha sli Dibim licha kol tzorcho kter pshita. So in other words, it's talking, Rashi speaks about melicha sli. So Rashi's mashma that there was a concept of malichas tzli, which was maybe even a din. Because the verse says, "Hai mul yisra sharya." Right, we discussed this Gemara. Right. In other words, when we discuss Kibbalah Kach Polto, right? We discuss this Gemara. So Rashi speaks about Malicha Sli, that there was a concept of Malicha Sli. Yeah. It's cooking tips.
That's what Sigmar is telling us this.
Cooking tips. That's what people did. Then he says, the Yosef Heter writes on page 4, Omnon b'cholki agav neshetzolo d'yevet b'lo malicha o hecha d'leka malach on nimlach lo shashir malicha chosev yordetz t'tzach l'tzoleyu ad chatzay tzliyosom. If there's no salt, you have to roast it chatzay tzliyosom. Pochem ze emotzi dam. Yeah. So he So then he says in the end, on the second column, first word on the line is Lamokum. Koshikin Chirosh Lavash Lakh Storiso Ashayov Koldomo. We call Mokum Bachatzlis Yasu the Shore Lochla Mutter Azlachatri Lavash Lakhakach. In other words, if you do Chatzitzli, that gets the whole thing out. Chatzitzli. He would have thought it means you need the whole tzli. I don't know. We'll see. But that's what he says. That's the shiur he gives. We'll have to see. And then the Shari Dura writes here in the next page, "V'malkum she'in shel melech, also levash shel basar." So if there's no melech, you can't cook. El can eat also achi yozuv domo. Chaki yodichen v'yivashlenu. Then in the Hagos Shari Dura says, "Im kin yitzlo so ad sheyos of domo shein kol b'kim b'dover no gos anoshim utzlo so kol tzarko." So the minig is, even though technically speaking chatzitzli should be okay, the minig is to do the whole thing kol tzarko. Chein b'or zeruah she tzarko utzlo z basur shlo nimlach shirotzo levoshlo heyos of kol domo. Okay, let's look in the Rashba now, in the Bayis HaKotzer on page 6. Rotzim l'loch v'locho b'tzli, v'lo adocha osa, v'inu choshish l'adam shal ha-melech, ch'ei shoev es adam, v'monei es ha-melech b'in l'vlo es adam. In other words, if you want to do melicha, and then do tzli, and not do hadacha basraisa, so that's okay, because the tzli will serve in lieu of the hadacha basraisa. She'isho eves adam, umneyes ha-melech, milvlo es adam. Tamez v'memolchu v'maleil u'tzli, aval imshoh b'molcho ha-melech b'oleh es adam, b'nesa. But if you're not going to do tzli, then you got to make sure to do Hadacha batzraisa, because then Mishab b'molcha melech boleh as hadam v'nesar. Fichach medich yofa v'tzol levoch. And the Ran writes the same thing here on page 7. The Gemara says, "Makshu suhachal Rabba Barachana de Omar Medich Tepugle Rav Hachnami Hadacha Boy Da Tzarichul Adichum Midaydamuk Daminum Perkol Abasa Am Shmuel Ein Abasa Yotze Midaydom Okay Mochi Yafa Medicho Yafa Yafa Vidber Refud Omar Molech Medich Masisita Medich Molech Medich Velo Pligi Hadachalei Vitivcha Lochalei Vitivcha Yim Mishitirutz Tosim Lekdei Ramayri." That Gemara is that you have to do Hadacha Basrais is only if you want to cook it. The Kedera. Have a Litzli, Loboy Hadacha. Litzli, you don't need Hadacha Basrais. Have a Rashbaz, I'll cause him to stop. I feel Litzli, Nami Omer, the boy Hadacha. He should have a Pnei Habasar in a whole Lechal Day Eish. And then he said, and then he quotes a Rashbaz that. That even if it's tzli, that seems to be different than the Rashba we just read, right? Right? Because the Rashba we just said says that if you're doing tzli, that's different. It doesn't need hadacha. Right? Rash because himself, I feel it's clean. I'm the way the fish is double. Okay, maybe. Okay. Then we have another Gemara in Chulin and Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Kikash and Chatach Ale Basar Asu Lochma. If you have a piece of bread that you cut meat, and when you cut meat, the piece of bread got bloody. So what's the story? And Rashi says it's talking about tzli. So what does that mean? Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Kikah Shechotach Alei Basar Asa Lochla V'Hani Meili Da'asmik. If the piece of bread looks red, V'Hani Meili Da'avrei, you made a hole so you could see the blood from both sides. V'Hani Meili Da'asmik Heyaval Kalishta Leislamba. So what's this halacha? So this is a halacha of what Marisayan. Because there's no dam left. You did sli already. So this was pointed out that there's no dam left. So it's red, but that's not red. That's not real dam. It's just the juice, chamar basar, like Gemara says. So if it's noticeable from both sides on the piece of bread, then there's this marasayan, because it looks like you're eating blood, but it's really not blood, because you roasted it. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Ei menichim kli tachas basar. In other words, say you roasted a piece of meat, right? So it's roasting and it's dripping. So when could you put a kli underneath? In other words, it's dripping on the floor, but it's blood, so you don't want to put it in a kli because then it'll last in a kli. Because it's hot blood. So at what point can you say that whatever's dripping is no longer blood, that it's just chamar basa? So the verse says, "Amar Shmuel, ein manichim kli tachas basa sheyichle kol mare admumis shebo." Until all the admumis is finished, so even though it's still going to have some liquid, but it's not mare admumis. Menayadina mazutim shveder apapa amar mishatala timroso. So once it starts smoking, so the Gemara says, "Maskel v'Ravashi v'Dilma Tatod Mata Ilolo Mata." Maybe the bottom part got already by the fire got fully, cooked, but the top part not. So maybe there's still going to be blood from the top part, just because the Timroso is coming up. Who says that's a raya that it's finished? Elam Ravashi leis la takanta. He says, no, there's no way of knowing. Ela mishta be tarti galay milcha. You have to take two pieces of salt, two chunks of salt, umashviya, so what do you have to do? You have to take, whereas even though it's finished, it could still be that there's blood there. So what you do is you can put a kli there, but the two pieces of salt in the kli have like a sort of like a magnetic pull, so to speak, and they'll pull the what? The dam to the salt, and it won't be nivel on the kli. But what does Rashi say? Bein al habasar, bein b'toch hakli. So what, you put it on the basar? On the basar that you're doing being tzola. And that'll take out the rest of the dam. Rashi says, Shadam, Tosis says, Shadam digra eitzel ha-melech b'shulayim. Afil ha-man no mev shal sochto osar, yesh la-atir kan. V'lo minim b'yad k'sher notev ha-shuman min ha-basar, nesar machmas dam ha-mu'ur of bo. V'shuv lo yol trege lo yde milcha. Kevin Shadam nifrash imenu l'gamrei, ein nishar botam. So he says that what? That the shmaltz is pouring into the kli, so there still could be dam in that liquid, but the magnetic force, so to speak, of the salt is going to schlep the dam and going to extricate it from the shuman, and then what? And then it'll purify the shuman, and there won't be any dam in it. Even though we normally say you can never do that. Efshel sochto is also, because we can never be assured that something is totally clean, right? But here it's different. But let me ask you a question. What does Rashi mean when he says Bein al habosar? That means you put it on the piece of meat that's on top? You have the meat, you're roasting it, and then you have a kli on the floor, and then where are you going to put the
salt? Not in the kli, but right under the basar.
Well, ala basar.
I know, it's
a meaning you put it on the basar, and that'll get rid of the rest of the blood. That's right.
The idea is you're putting it on the top piece, so that will draw the blood going down into the bottom piece, will go up into the salt.
Yeah, or you let it go down and then you put the salt where in the kli, and then the salt will extricate the blood.
How is the salt in the kli going to extricate the blood though? Because the salt's not touching the meat.
No, because the blood is going to fall down into the kli. And then whatever fell down, the shuman is going to be mutter. Okay.
Shouldn't this Gemara
like
have been brought up there?
Yeah. We'll see. One second. So take a look now in the Rashi on page 11. What about the Shvud? What's the story when you're roasting meat and the blood's coming out? So what about the spit? Does that become asr because the hot blood is dripping down? Well, in the shvut shalon, the shatolim b'bosa kosev arayivit shashvut asr. The chayma bisra dayev dama u'bala shvuda. Chachuzal, l'ficha eira de brosha lishol tzatzli gabi shvut afil rege echad. L'tekev shal motziyo min ha'or sholef ha'bosa me'al shvut ad shahuzov u'polet v'inu bolea. So you have to make sure that you have to take the shvud away right away. Sholef habosu me'al shvud hachuzov upolet ve'enu bolei v'yishovik le'i lo v'shvud hadar bolar bisra minei. In other words, because if you leave it on the shvud, then the shvud's going to become treif, and then it's going to go back into the meat. לפי חרושים לנוי אז הקטעי בשבות, וכן עושה להפך בו בוסר שמחפה של השבות בולי המן אדם. So that's what the Rashba quotes from the Rive. Yeah, but here, the he's saying, why? Well, in other words, why? Why do we say that I did the polot lo bola? Oh, so let's see. So that's what. Let's see what the Rush says. What the Rush speaks about this also.
Yeah.
It could mean he means to take it before the time that it stops roasting.
Even though
it's still got some lettuce, though, maybe in a hanami, if you get it while it's still polite, it's still good. Then look at the 2 hours. After the 2 hours, on page 12, it says Vashvud Einu Neser. The new Mishav Shoiv called Hadam Einu Mnichu the Bala Vashvud. He says that it's not going to be Balaya because it's the Koach of the Eish is going to cause it to come out. It's not going to be sort of like Misrach Sarek, maybe we say. In other words, the pull of the fire is not going to let the food be Balaya. So let's see how all this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch now. It's Ayin Vav. Page 13. Hatzli einu tzarach malicha. That's the first thing that we saw in Tosas. Visha eish shoev adam shebo me'atzmo. Olam dam achach notaval hatzli afilu also dam hutzone lo mirin she eish shoevo also mirin kedei netila. In other words, only the blood that came out of that piece. Other blood could go on in the aser. Then he said, "Beis rotzel l'mloch sli ulloch l'belo hadacha." Also, ve'in lochosh l'dam shel ha'melech. In other words, you want to salt something, you can do sli, then you don't need hadacha. Yesh misha omer dahani milik shel molcho v'tzoleh miyad. Hamishab molcho ha'melech bolei v'nesa. Oh, so maybe that's what you said, Rabbi Fremis. In other words, when do we say that the hadacha substitutes the tzliyah hadacha on the start if you do it right away? And then the Rama says yesh omim tzliyah boi hadacha tchila, and Ramban yesh omim tzorech gam kein ktsas malicha tchila. That's Rashi. The minig ladichu tchila v'gam lamolchu ktsas. So the minig is to. Then the Shulchan Aruch says on page 16, "Yesh mi she'oser lachtoch b'sakin sli she'itzel ha'esh lo nimlach Kolzman Shayna Nitzel called Sarcho, Mishnah Dam Shanivla Basakim. Fish Mishos, Shvud Shosolabo de Blomalicha. Right then, the Shvud, that was the Riven, that the Shvud itself is also. Fish Mishahorosh also lost shows at Sliala Shvud, Susan Mishlach and Possum Mosuk, Shem Yahzo Bosuk Yivla. Fish Matim Cholze. And Yesh Matim Cholze because it's the Kolacha Eish is pulling it away. Then we say halacha hey, slishalo nimlach, the chotcho al gabe kikar, aval pishiyesh b'kikar mare adam, mutar im nitzlaj, kideshu roi lachil al rov b'nei adam. Because once it's chatzit sliyoso, then it's not dam anymore. Then Vav is Basa Shatzolibo below Malicha, Ein Noslim Kli Tachtov Lakabel Shanunis Hanote Bimero, Hachi Yitzla, Hachi Roy Lachila Alide Sliazu. It has to be Roy Lachila, and then we say that it's okay. I guess the roasting has a koyach to take it away.
Well, we see the dam that's not half. Dam that's not half is a bubble.
Right.
Dam means that not half on it, but dam being that's on it just because it's needed to have that with my son. Still put the dam being.
Yeah. Where are you reading?
The last one on page Profane S.
What page?
Profane S. Oh, sorry, page 15. It's at the end of the.
Okay, you tell me. When you find it, you let me know. Okay. Page 18. Now we go on to Kavit. So Amalei Yalta L'Rav Nachman Michtei Kol D'Osolam Rachmanu Sharilam Kavoset. That whatever the Torah asks something, there's a comparable thing that's mutter. Sharilam Osolam Dhamma. So the Torah asks dam, but it matters kovet, which is kulo dam, and you can eat the kovet. It matters asks nida, but dam tohar is mutter, which is also nida. But chel behema is also bechel chayas. So the same idea. It gives you more examples. So what's this concept of the kovet? So the Gemara says on page 19 that the kaved oseris ve'ein the three lines on the bottom ve'ein and oseris mipnei shu paletis ve'ein u bolas. We'll have to see, you know, oseris paletis ve'ein u bolas. So what do you do? How do you matter the kaved? So the Gemara says here, at the end, you have to do chalita, cholit peroschin. So what's this notion? It was apparently Malicha Pashtus doesn't work. The only way is if you're going to do Chalita and that'll stunt the, you put a hot water, and that'll stunt the blood. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Rif writes on page 20, the sugya d'shmaita d'chalti le'bechala o beroschon shari, rafilu b'kufi levad, elamil shadru m'sifta d'ha'idna lo b'kinim chalita. That we don't know how to do this chalita of the Gemara. V'safik yisur l'chum, v'loshadu meichel kavda shlika, le'echa d'tovel le'meikar, v'shalku le'basa hachi. That you have to roast it. Tzlias ha'kovid. You have to roast it. We don't know how to do the chalita, you roast it, and that will take care of the blood. So that's the minig in Kol Yisrael. There is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, parenthetically, on page 19. Rabbeinu Tam sheet is Omer Rabbeinu Tam, beginning of Tosfos. Kulach shmaid ay bekovet shalom milpach. The bosom lichav shiyem melap pshitu d'sharim. He has a whole new thing. He says this whole Gemara is if you do melicho, you don't have melach. So then you have to do chalita. But if you have melach, melach is fine. Because of that, you know, he changes the whole world. So, but we normally assume not that way. If you look in the Rambam on page 22, Hakoved im chotcha vishlicho toch chometz o toch mayim roschim shetus laben reizim buteres levashal oso akarka. You have to put it in chometz or hot water. Then he says kvar nogu kol Yisrael lahavlova ala or. So in Shulchan Aruch on page 24 it says Hakoved yesh bo riboy dam lefichach lachil ein lo takadu levashal al dei melicha al koro shasi ve'erev. The Gemara says you have to tear it up vertical and horizontal menichach yitichol madlo v'tzoleim. Right, because we're not bucky in b'chalita. So the question is, what if you didn't? So then comes back to that Gemara, because the Gemara says that hakoved is oseres ve'ena naseres, right? Kikul odam. Right, that's on page 19 on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, three lines. Hakoved oseres ve'ena naseres, neishir poletes ve'ena bolats. So the Rashba writes on page 21, "Look, Rashalchu mishivas hagaonim she'ein biki machshav v'chalita." Shalko is a covering with Deir, Atzma below Maliko, below Chalita, Yerli, Shumuta. So the Rashba says, but if you didn't do anything, it's Mutter, because the Gemara says, Shakovet Oseres, Fein and Oseres, but let this Fein and Bolath. Feel Tochak Deir, Klotz and Maruba, Monas, Milavloa. Because it gives out so much, it's Oseres, Fein and Oseres. I feel in Smashal Harbe, Umasha Sholach, Mena Yeshivis. But in Vavar the Sholko Mutter. That's only the Lachatchila, but to eat it. But if you over the Sholko, you cooked it, it's okay, because it's, again, it's Oseres Vein and Oseres. Afal Pisha Reisi Echod Migdola Hem Chabrim Shosar Kovid. also betchilo shel chaltu bechometz abroskim ve'in dvarim elu mechuvarim be'inai. So there is a shita that says no. So the question is, let's see, what does the Rambam say? On page 22. Hakaved im chatcha v'ishlichu toch chometz v'toch mayim roskim ad shetzlab and raise him with teres. Quite no Yisrael, right? Page 23. Halacha ches. Hakaved shebishlu v'lo hivah al or v'lo chalta b'chometz v'roskim v'ektu kula asura. Hakaved v'chometz 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 v'chometz. So he's referring to the Rambam. He's referring to the Rambam. So the question is, so what about the Gemara? So let's see the Magid Mishnah. He says, so Pashut Hu She'enon, for Ashbaz, yeah. Hasam Shlichos said, "V'pashut hu she'enan oseres b'yesem yishishim l'chomer b'dam matzmo." Yesh yishishim v'ade. Rashban. Vashkosev v'beinu shehu lo huch shar l'fi din ha'gemar shoseres v'neseres. Efsh shehu sover kahu tana tamar hasam shlicha oseres v'neseres. So he passes like what, another shita. He doesn't pass him like that Gemara. So what, just a shayla of who you pass him like? And let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. On page 25, Uve Dieved Mutter im Nispachel of Ado Begdera. That's Mutter. Because of that Gemara, Oseres, Vain and Oseres. Lavdera Sursha Paletus Vain Obalas. Vyesh Misha Oser. That's the Rambam. The Baragola says, "Gedas Arif, the Sover, the Kula Sugi Aliba, the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Yitmar, of our Abana Pliga Leiv Savi, the Kaved Neseres." So it's a machlokes. It's a shaila who you paskin like. And then the last thing is the discussion in the Sefer Madani Asher. In other words, when you roast it, you have a like a net, like a screen. You're roasting it on the screen, right? You're doing it Selias HaKavod. So does that become Asur? So we discussed the machlokes about the Shvud, right? What's the din of the Shvud? The Shvud, the Rav says the Shvud is Asur, and the other, and the Rosh says it's Mutter. So he says, "L'chora, Rashi Tzli Adina Keshvud, Ubay Aliban, Kol Shukosu Darchi Tshuva." So L'chora, if you hold the Shvud needs Liban, then the Rashi needs Liban also. So what's the difference? And there's an opinion in the Gemara. I don't know, it's hard, you know, the memes. The Ramah says, we're machmir, and he quotes, on the Shvud. That the Shvud becomes, that you have to kasha the Shvud. So how come when I'm machmir, to kasha the Reshus? So he says, Nir Olam Yitzchus, Al Pi Daz HaPri Begodim, Sif Sey Daz, Shekos Yib Daz HaSovrim Daz Shvud Neser, Lo Domi Litzli Damin, and Beke Golov Bach, Kach Polto, Chol Shob Bli HaPlei Dibayim Kecher, Havi Mila Plei Dibayim Gufo, the Shvud Gora, even the boss of Munuchal of Ena is Sholet Shom. Okay, the Shom Chose who Rakim Shvut Shemukha of Chol Stodu Babosa. Of a Rashi, Shaisha Lendus, but hate the shopping, Mustabi Loma Shablia, of a plate, He says because the shvud is different. Because it's not going to have the same. The shvud gar keva da basa munachalov. So the ash is not sholet shom, so it's not going to burn it up. Burn up the blia. But the rest is everything. Everything is kashered right away. And then he says, the prima gadam asks the kasha. Kevin shabos menuch b'ducha al hashvud l'chatchil lo samchinu b'yod dvar chashin sh'eish t'chamem es hashvud kol orkol fi t'nei sh'tchamem es habos sh'chof alav chatech cham chsoch cham chuv so ena b'liya v'aplay t'boim kechaz habos k'edi shalom b'chol zeh hu rak b'shvud kevin shabos makif es hashvud v'eish ena p'sholet habos b'mochim sh'negev b'shvud alav reshes v'eish es lezeh sh'am b'bos ha'munach al reshes v'eislam ba v'nimtza began in Nachsha Shereshes Bolez Dam, Kolmokam Abbasu Lo Yivlo Meir Reshes. So he says basically the Shvud is different because it's the bus is covering it up. So Mamela. The ash is not sholet there, so enough to say that the bliya and the hechsher is boim kachas. Because as Rabbi Tuchman always asks this question, is what's to stop the bliya and a hechsher to come throughout all hechsher kelim? You have to say that sometimes the ash is not directly there, so it's not. Because we're shvud, why don't you say? I think you take a treif piece of meat and you're roasting it. So you should say it should be treif and kosher at the same time. So he's saying no because the basa is chofer. Well, Shane came to rest, this is not chofa and inochanami. It becomes treif and kosher at the same time. But this point, Rabbi Tuchman always points out, is significant for all of understanding all of Halachas Libun. When, you know, so you have a shvud, so it's, you're asking him, but you're kashering it.
Frying pan.
So I guess you have to say that it's not as the fire is prevented by the frying pan. Here it's a reshus, it's totally open. It's holes in it. So the fire is Okay, everybody. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so tomorrow we finished Malicha. Okay, we finished Malicha. Hadra Malach Malicha. Okay, so we finished half of the material. So tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow we can start, I guess, 9:30. If there's a... Is that good, 9:30? Yeah. If there's any changes, delays, I'll tell Michael to let you know. And...
I'm ready. For roasting some of the kadeh.
So what does he say? He says, yeah.